Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear ones, we have gathered together on this holy and sacred night in worship to celebrate that God so loved the world, that God so loved everything that God had created, that God became human, that God came to be with us. Jesus, born on this night. Over the past few weeks, I've been pondering the night and darkness a lot. As the winter solstice has been approaching, you know, the longest night of the year, and as we've been preparing for worship this evening, even in just a little bit, we're going to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. Some of our favorite hymns talk about this holy and sacred night. I think it's deeply significant that Jesus was born in the dark of night. In fact, I think it's in the darkness that God does some of God's most powerful work. Think about it. In the beginning, creation began in the dark. In the beginning, the earth was a formless void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the very first word that God spoke creation into being with was in the darkness, when God said, "Let there be light." How about when Abraham began to wonder if God would keep God's promise to give he and Sarah a child? Well, if you remember, God took Abraham outside in the dark of night and told him to count the stars, because that's how numerous his descendants would be. God used the darkness to bring comfort to Abraham and to assure Abraham that God is faithful to keep God's promises. It was in the darkness of night that God passed over Egypt and set God's people free after hundreds of years in slavery. It was in the dark of night that Samuel heard God's still small voice calling him to be a mighty prophet. It was also in the dark of night that a multitude of the heavenly hosts appeared to the shepherds who were living in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angels appeared. And they told them, "Do not be afraid. We bring you good news of great joy for all people. There is a babe in a manger who is the Savior of the world." And so in the dark of night, they traveled to that stable to see that babe in a manger. And it was in the dark of night that those outsiders, those ragamuffins, those people that nobody wanted around, were the first ones to see Jesus with their very own eyes. It was in the darkness of Mary's womb that Jesus grew, that Mary's own body nourished Jesus and kept him safe those 9 months. It was in a dark stable on a dark night in Bethlehem when Mary gave birth to our Lord. In the darkness, the Creator of the world became created and took his first breath and cried his first cry. It was in the dark of night that Mary nursed her son for the very first time. It was also in the dark of night that Mary stared at him like any mother would, in awe at his beautiful face and his tiny nose and ears. She smiled, I'm sure, at the little grunts he made as he was laying there. And I think in the dark of night, with maybe only a little light coming from the moon, Mary just couldn't stand not to hold her baby any longer. So she picked him up out of that feeding trough. And she saw him make that newborn scrunch as she brought him to her chest and held him. I think it might have been in the darkness of night, with just a little bit of moonlight, that she ever so gently unwrapped those swaddling clothes to count, yes, again, there were 10 fingers, and yes, again, there were 10 toes on those precious feet that had been kicking her all those 9 months. Oh, night divine indeed. Oh, night when Christ was born. God does some of God's most powerful work in the darkness. Now, I know that given the choice, we prefer the day. We prefer the light. Because the darkness and the dark times in our lives can be hard. And they can be very scary. Because we can't always see what's going on around us. The darkness in our lives, both literal and figurative, can be unsettling, can be uncertain, and it can make us downright uncomfortable. You see, fear lurks in the darkness, and fear uses our imaginations to grow itself and to make us more afraid. Because sometimes the truth is we fear what we can't see, and we fear what we don't know. And the truth is that oftentimes in the darkness we become forgetful. We wonder, is God still near? Is God still working? Is God still with us? Yes, beloved. Yes. In the darkness, God is still near. Yes, beloved, in the darkness, God is still at work. Yes, beloved, even in the darkness, God is still and will always be with you. Even when you can't see God, God sees you. God does not sleep nor slumber. God is always at work in the darkness, even when you can't see it. And even when you can't see what's happening in the dark, God sees it and God knows, because even the darkness is not dark to God. Psalm 23 reminds us that even when we walk through the darkest of valleys, God is with us. And so when it is dark and the darkness has been so long, and you feel like you might not be able to hold on to God any longer, it's okay. You can stop trying and you can let go. Because God is always holding on to you, and God will never let go, not even in the darkness. Because, beloved, God does some of God's most powerful work in the darkness. If you remember, there was another dark night that God did God's most powerful work as well. In the darkness of a tomb on a dark night, God defeated death by raising our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. God does God's most powerful work at night. And so let us not be afraid of the dark. Let us, like the shepherds, hear those angels say, "Do not be afraid." Because on this night, we have good news of great tidings of great joy for all people. because born to us and all people is our Savior, Christ the Lord. And so, brothers and sisters, let us stand and raise our voices as we join the unending praise of God that has always been and will always be, as we too sing glory to God in the highest and peace to all on earth. Thanks be to God that God not only does God's most powerful work in the dark, but that God comes to us in the dark and abides with us in the dark. Our Lord Emmanuel. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.